Porting iTunes to Windows meant going back to all of the music companies, which had made deals to be in iTunes based on the assurance that it would be for only the small universe of Macintosh users, and negotiate again. Sony was especially resistant. Andy Lack thought it another example of Jobs changing the terms after a deal was done. It was, but by then the other labels were happy about how the iTunes store was working and went along, so Sony was forced to capitulate. Jobs announced the launch of iTunes for Windows in October 2003. "Here's a feature that people thought we'd never add until this happened," he said, waving his hand at the giant screen behind him. "Hell froze over," proclaimed the slide. The show included iChat appearances and videos from Mick Jagger, Dr. Dre, and Bono. "It's a very cool thing for musicians and music," Bono said of the iPod and iTunes. "That's why I'm here to kiss the corporate ass. I don't kiss everybody's."